In a small dance studio here on Kenmore Avenue, Gayatri Devi and her dance ensemble are preparing for an upcoming show. The choreography they're rehearsing involves the use of Indian dance sticks, and it sounds like they're having fun. Devi believes that's the reason Bollywood dance is a growing trend.
It's fun. It is so much fun. I think my friends, whenever they come and see me, they're like, Gayatri, you just have the biggest smile whenever you're dancing. Sometimes even in the saddest songs, you can still see how happy you are.
Bollywood dance has as a namesake a popular genre of cinema produced in India, in Bollywood. And it's a distinguishing feature of those films. It encompasses various classical styles from across the country, which are a form of storytelling and celebration of tradition. Bollywood dance also incorporates influences of Western dance forms, and Devi feels the stories, the dances, and the films cross cultural backgrounds.
I think a lot of my students also feel that way. I mean, a lot of them, they learn not only just moves, they learn the culture. You know, they're like messaging me, I'm watching this movie right now. Have you seen it? It's so amazing. And it's just, to me, again, it's not just about like the movement in the studio. It's the movement that happens within the community. And people are embracing it.
The dancers in Devi's troupe, they all come from diverse backgrounds. And during a rehearsal break, they get a performer's perspective on Bollywood dance.
I'm Courtney Costanzo. I'm a dancer. And I was trained in jazz, tap, acro, ballet, lyrical, modern, all that good stuff. And Bollywood was always something that intrigued me. It's very much like a storytelling, so it's a lot of hand motion. It is, it's so colorful and I don't know what the word is. It has a lot of changes within the music, so it really keeps you on your toes, literally, but then also just like auditorily. So that was probably like the biggest kind of thing to get used to here, because I'm used to counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and it's not that way at all.
The dancers here all seem to share Devi's passion for Bollywood dance, and that may help to explain her success over the last 4 years. Looking back, Devi recalls what led to the decision to open her studio.
So I studied psychology and communication at the University of Buffalo. And then when I graduated, I worked at a law firm. I worked at a dental office for many years. And I just knew that I didn't want to work for someone else. I wanted to pursue something that I was passionate about. And my husband and I sat down and we were just like, let's focus on your dance. Let's focus on the arts for yourself because it makes you so happy.
Devi admits that she didn't have a business plan when she started, but she says she had the support of a business mentor and her husband, whose gut feeling was Devi Bollywood dance would be a good move.
It was a very big decision. It meant no health insurance for me at the time. It meant a major cutback financially on our household. But I think he knew. I honestly think he knew that this was going to be something bigger than just one or two dance classes for me.
Devi says what's been most rewarding is being able to connect with people through her art.
To me, it's not just about performing. It's just about communicating with people and being able to tell a story. And I can do that. I can tell a story to somebody through dance.
Devi Bollywood Dance will be performing at Shays on April 23rd. For the Arts and Culture Desk, I'm Scott Sackett on WBFO.